history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm going to take some stories out of sequence because I got some things I really want to cover. And we've only got 1 hour left. Let's see. Get on down here. Okay. I am getting photos and videos sent to me by listeners on the mainland United States, continental United States, and up in Canada. It is still snowing. Tomorrow is the 1st of May. It is still snowing. Down there in Colorado, they're saying that the brief burst of warm weather they had is coming to an end. There's more winter weather coming in. It's the 1st of May. Remember 10 years ago, the carbon Nazis were out there saying, snow will be a thing of the past. Wrong. And now they're trying to recover and say, oh, no, no, global warming creates colder weather. Really? You have to believe us. Pay no attention to those wacko conspiracy kooks who think that global warming is all about carbon taxes and carbon credits and government-controlled thermostats on your home. That's nonsensical. We wouldn't lie to you. We're the government. We're NASA. We're NOAA. We're Penn State. We're Hadley CRU. We have gold plaques on our wall to convince you that we are the people you should be listening to when we tell you that snow is a thing of the that snow is caused by global warming. Interestingly enough, when this was all cranking up and we were talking about the fact that the warming trend that had been seized on back in the 1990s for political gain had stalled. Remember we talked last week about this story where they're saying, boy, you know, it's really not getting warmer, and how many more of these cold winters are we going to have to go through before we have to start re-examining that whole global warming theory? Well, frankly, the point at which you should have objectively re-examined the theory of human-caused global warming, you know, happened when the cooling period started years ago. You have all these academics and all these businesses who invested their money and their reputation in human-caused global warming, and they're sitting there with egg on their face. And back when this thing first kicked off, I made the point that scientific study of the sun has only been possible for the last 100 years. We know about the 11 and 22-year cycles in solar activity, solar max, solar min, flipping of the magnetic poles. And I said, if there are longer periods of solar activity, we haven't seen them yet. And now we're getting this story that is coming out of Daily Mail in Great Britain. Russian scientists are now saying that they are seeing evidence that there is a 200-year cycle in the sun where it warms and it cools. And the last cooling period was during the Little Ice Age. Remember the Maunder Minimum. There was supposed to be a lot of sunspots. There weren't. Inexplicable. Little Ice Age all over Europe. And it looks like we're going into another one. And it is a reminder that these people screaming human-caused global warming don't know what they're talking about. It isn't science, it's politics, it's salesmanship. They wanted to sell you a new policy, a new carbon tax, carbon credit. They all wanted to make money. Al Gore wanted to be the world's first carbon billionaire. So probably Al Gore is going to be out there saying, well, we need to sell freezing credits and we have to have a freezing tax. If you're freezing, you have to be taxed for that. It's all about money and control. It's about politics driving the science, using the science to sell the policy, the way older governments would use religion to sell the policy. Do what we say and God will love you. Now it's do what we say or the world will warm up, or now the world is going to freeze. And none of the dire prognostications, the scare scenarios that the carbon Nazis were waving at you have come to pass. Now they're trying to rebrand and say, oh, it's climate change. We're not calling it warming any longer because it's obviously getting colder. They don't know what they're talking about. They're just after your money and your obedience. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, For a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take a few more phone calls here. We've got Mike in New Mexico. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Great to talk to you again. Before you get off the subject of global warming, I've been noticing, perhaps I've missed it if I have, please forgive me, that you don't really talk too much about carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if you could just comment about the things that are out there concerning how CO2 is raising the acidity of the oceans and leading to coral reefs dying off. I don't know if this is the same subject as global warming, but I think it's closely related.
Well, they're trying to link it in there. They're trying to say that anything that bad happens is blamed on carbon dioxide and global warming. And the reason carbon dioxide was picked as the villain is because the a portion of it, a tiny portion, can be blamed on human activity, and therefore there's justification for carbon taxes and control over our lives. First of all, you need to understand something. It has now been shown that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere does not behave as a greenhouse gas. The latest research from NASA shows that carbon dioxide is actually cooling the atmosphere. So that one is particularly dead. The other thing you need to understand is there is no such thing as a balance of nature. Nature is chaos. Nature is change. There has never been a time in the 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth where everything was stable and steady and not changing. species evolve into existence, other species go extinct. And that is just what happens. New life forms coming on will start feeding on the old life forms and drive them out of existence. That's just what's always going on. And the idea of blaming carbon dioxide for everything is complete nonsense. If you look at the actual numbers of carbon dioxide percentages, they're very, very, very small. And carbon dioxide is necessary for the chain of life because both on land and under the ocean, the plants absorb carbon dioxide. It's one of their basic sources of energy and food. And through photosynthesis, they give off oxygen and sugars, which the plant needs to survive. And so the more carbon dioxide there is, the more plants will grow. In fact, if you look at industrial greenhouses, they will actually artificially increase the amount of carbon dioxide inside these industrial greenhouses because it makes the plants grow bigger, faster, produce more saleable crop. And so this demonization of carbon dioxide, and again, it was simply because you could ascribe it to human activity. If you look at the other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, one of the most potent is methane. Methane is produced by deep sea microbes that are far too intelligent a life form to be listening to Al Gore. The other major greenhouse gas component in the atmosphere is water vapor, and you're not going to convince anybody to be paying a tax on water vapor. Carbon dioxide was chosen because they could say, oh, it's the fault of humans. You must pay taxes. You are poisoning Mother Earth, and you will atone by giving us your money and your obedience. So, you know, corals are destroyed by a great many things. It's also been recently found out that the corals that were claimed to be destroyed by global warming, they're growing back again because those little polyps are going to go on doing what coral polyps do. Corals are far more damaged by a human activity that's unrelated to carbon dioxide, jet skis, ski-doos, and so forth, or the occasional U.S. warship ramming them. But it's just the whole demonization of carbon dioxide was all about guilting people out of carbon taxes and obedience. The reality is, if they were to succeed in lowering the percentage of atmospheric carbon dioxide, plant growth would be stunted. Plant growth would be stunted. On a world that's already dealing with famine, we should have more carbon dioxide because then crops would grow bigger and produce more food for the world's hungry. Oh, Mike, are you there? Did I lose you?
Oh, yeah, we got cut off briefly. Well, thank you for commenting on that. I just want to let you go with one slightly different subject. A friend of mine told me he was listening to some late-night radio show where their primary discussion is about UFOs and alien intelligence. And they mentioned what really happened. They said, if you want to find out more about that, go to What Really Happened. And I said, gee, he never talks about that stuff, so what's going on here? So I just thought I'd let you know that I heard this recently. But thanks for what you do. I love the show, and I try to listen as often as I can. And,
all right, well, thank you very much. And I'm certainly grateful for the plug for the show anywhere I can get it. But, yeah, we don't do UFO stuff here. As far as alien civilizations, they have to be out there. Otherwise, it's a huge waste of space. Why are they not here? Yeah, what do we have that they'd be curious about? I look at all these science fiction movies about aliens coming in to invade the planet Earth, and my question is, why? What do we have that's worth the cost of invading and conquering the place? I mean, when you drive down the highway, do you get out of your car and look at every single anthill you're passing? If an alien civilization has succeeded in faster-than-light space travel, we have nothing whatsoever to interest them. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure they're out there. I still wonder if it might be possible to detect them, not through their commercial entertainment radio, TV broadcasting, or whatever their equivalent of it is, but listening for their power stations, because you're talking about, you know, certainly on our planet, terawatts of radiated energy in 50 and 60 hertz. Any advanced alien civilization is going to be using AC to transmit their power across the planet because that's the most efficient way of doing it. And the most efficient range of frequencies for AC power transmission is a very narrow band between 10 and maybe 200 hertz. And we may have to get a little bit further away from the sun and planet Earth to be able to detect that. But that should be something we should be listening for. Anyway, let's see. We have another caller on the line. Alex in Vancouver. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Alex, are you there? I guess Alex may have dropped. Going once, going twice. All right, back to the talking points. Now, do you remember not too long ago there was this story where there was this judge that was intentionally convicting juvenile offenders and sentencing them to a private prison, one of these private corporate prison factories, for minor crimes. And he was getting a kickback from the corporation that ran the prison. We need more people to work in our call centers. And the judge was saying, okay, littering, you're sentenced to 6 months at this private prison. That judge himself has now been sentenced to 28 years. He basically was engaging in white slavery, sending these kids off to work in these slave labor camps for money. I can't think of a better word to describe that. Over on TheEconomist.com, they have a ranking of airports around the world, the best and worst airports. And the United States didn't even get in the top 25. We don't even get into the list of the best airports in the world until down in number 30. That's Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, which, by the way, my wife and I went through last July when we went to the World Choir Games, and it is a beautiful airport, but it was still annoying going through TSA, and I think that's the reason our airports are considered inferior to the rest of the world. Thank you, TSA. Speaking of TSA, we have a very interesting story about yet the incredible class of morons over at the TSA. And it involves a gentleman who was a war veteran, a former state governor, and TSA stopped him because they found a piece of metal on his person with pointy bits around it, and they thought it could be used as a weapon. It was his Congressional Medal of Honor, and they took it from him. The U.S. Marine Corps' leading ace, hero at Guadalcanal, Medal of Honor winner, former state governor, and he got treated like he was Osama bin Laden's younger brother. These TSA workers did not even know what the Congressional Medal of Honor even looks like. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to Alex, and I forget where you're calling from. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Alex in Vancouver, Canada. You may have already covered this, Mike, but I just got a news flash across my email from the Financial Times saying that the Fed is weighing tighter caps on bank leverage. And I'll quote here, according to people familiar with the matter, Fed officials have discussed increasing the amount of equity capital banks are required to hold, setting the bar higher than the 3% asset levels agree internationally. And end quote. And it occurs to me, guess where they'll be getting that money from?
Could very well do. Well, the Federal Reserve may just, pump it out for them. But the reality is that America's fractional reserve banking system is hideously overleveraged. It used to be that it was an 8-to-1 ratio. So they had to have a 12% asset base for their total volume of lending. And over time, it just got knocked down lower and lower until it was at the 3%. But at that point, the exposure of leverage is so high that just a tiny few percentage points shift in the value of the asset base could render them insolvent. So I actually, in theory, agree with this decision. But of course, it's also going to, dry up lending capital. And again, they're just grasping at straws to keep this little Ponzi scheme going.
Yeah. Well, that was just my point. Thank you for the time today, Mike.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take this next phone call, looking at Fox News, where they're talking about how the fact that we have had the coldest spring in decades, take that, Al Gore, and that this resulted in people all across America having to buy and burn more oil and gas and electricity to heat their homes. And this is actually the source of the so-called surge in consumer spending that we saw in March. People were not actually going down to the shopping malls to buy more goodies. They were just being forced to spend more of their money just to stay warm in the face of this horrible, horrible cold winter, which Al Gore and the carbon Nazis told us was never going to happen. So anyway, back to the phones. Ethan in New Mexico. Aloha, Ethan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. I got to thinking about why aliens would come here. And I got to thinking, maybe they might come here to have a laugh.
That's a good reason right there. We're the comic joke of the entire universe.
Well, I Googled it, and the first thing that came up was, did aliens bring religion to Earth? That made me think even a little bit more. A couple guys come here from somewhere else and sit, say to themselves, you want to have a laugh? We can have fun with these rubes.
Yeah, well, you know, that was the premise of the movie Stargate, that the entire Egyptian culture and pantheon of gods were the result of this alien contact here. And it's kind of, you know, interesting to tell jokes about and have fun about. But in reality, and I know I'm going to get all kinds of email from the UFO people about this, I have seen no convincing evidence of a visitation of this planet by an alien civilization within the range of recorded human history. If they were here back during the time of the dinosaurs, who knows? But again, something you need to keep in mind, and it has to do with the kind of stars that surround our solar system. They're broken down into two categories, population one and population two. And population one are stars with a lot of metals and heavier elements, which life and technology are going to be based. The population two stars are the ones that are just pure hydrogen and helium and no heavy elements and metals in them. And they were named out of sequence because now we understand that first you get the pure hydrogen stars, and then when they explode, they create the heavier elements that are then swept up to make the stars and solar systems of the population one stars. So it's a little out of sequence in the numbering there. If you go out and you look at the immediate neighborhood around our solar system, we're obviously a population one metal-rich, heavy element-rich star and solar system. The stars that are immediately around us, though, are all the population two pure hydrogen ones. So just by chance of the draw, we're the oldest, most advanced civilization in this immediate part of the Milky Way. And so if there are alien civilizations out there, they're not in the immediate neighborhood, and that's probably another reason why they're not bothering to spend all of the energy it takes to come poking around and looking into our business. Anything else, Ethan?
That's it.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Gerhardt in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Gerhardt. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Calling in regards to some follow-up information, you mentioned an article about 10 minutes ago regarding a judge being sent to prison for incarceration. If that's the same situation I'm about to discuss, we had a situation here in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, regarding two judges. Two former president judges. One went to jail for federal prison for 28 years. The other one for 18 years regarding the incarceration of juveniles. Okay.
And telling me that judges do not represent the fair, impartial administration of the United States law? I'm shocked, I tell you. I'm shocked.
Well, these judges even had the young juvenile defendants signed waivers where they weren't even allowed to be represented by attorneys in his courtroom. Many of the hearings lasted minutes, sometimes single-digit minutes, okay? And they were off and gone in shackles. I mean, it was a travesty, okay? $2.8 million they garnered, okay? Both president judges, both in federal prison. DA did nothing about it. He was elevated. He was promoted to a judgeship. The Judicial Conduct Board was alerted. They did absolutely nothing. They were warned about this. This judge was warned about this by an institution known as the Philadelphia Juvenile Law Center 5 years earlier because of the high incarceration rates. His incarceration rates were 10 times higher than the rest of Pennsylvania regarding juveniles.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended some of the hearings. They had hearings statewide. And these juveniles were incarcerated for minor infractions, pushing somebody at the bus stop, having a cigarette in school. One girl did a spoof on her principal on Facebook or social media. De minimis
infraction. That's not even a crime. That's covered under the First Amendment.
Exactly.
And, you know, and again, this is what we saw in Nazi Germany when they started loading up those prison factories to make their war materiel. People were sent to those camps for minor infractions. I mean, just for being gay, for example. A lot of gay people were in those camps.
Right. And there was a book written about it. It's called the Federal Prosecutor's Term to Kids for Cash. And that's the name of the book, Kids for Cash. And there was a YouTube video. One of the day of his
we're gonna have to hunt that down, kids for cash here. We got to take a commercial break. Thank you for the call, Gerhardt. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. We're going to go back to the phones. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Back to the judge. He should have been convicted of excessive murder or homicide because one of the young men who was a football star at a local school had a full ride to Penn State. He was arrested and sent to juvenile detention for being in a car which had less than a half of a gram of marijuana. He lost his scholarship, and he went home and he killed himself. It also came out in the contract that the state had told, had made a deal with the private company that their jail would be at 99% capacity at all times.
Yeah, I'd heard about that, that the judges got their money for keeping these prison factories staffed above a certain level so that the owners of these corporate prisons could, you know, make a profit. And again, we've talked about this before. There are some things in a society that should be a public utility to serve the public and the nation, prisons being one of them. When they're turned into these corporate slave labor camps, then obviously the agenda is no longer punishing criminals and deterring crime. It's about grabbing people with every opportunity and turning them into these slave laborers. I think they get like a buck and a half a day or something that they can spend on cigarettes at the company store or something. And it is. It's And again, it's a repeat of what we saw in Nazi Germany, where people were being sent to these concentration camps, these slave labor factories, over trivial excuses because Germany needed to have these factories cranking out war material.
To mention the cost to the private cost to keep one of these young men incarcerated was over $250,000 a year, where in the state system it was less than $100,000. So it wasn't even a good deal. We were losing money overall.
Yeah, we definitely were, and I'm willing to basically go out on a limb here and say that the actual cash spent on the upkeep of one of these enslaved young people was far short of the $250,000 per year that was being billed to the state.
No, yeah, but I mean, the fact that the judge wasn't tried for murder is beyond me, because his actions directly led to the death of a young man. And I, to be quite honest with you, not to be too personal, but he wasn't my friend, but he was a family friend of one of my cousins, and it was very, very tragic.
Well, it's just a reminder that judges are part of the government, and what it is, it's a dodge. When the government says, you must do this, and you're saying, I'm not sure I was guilty, the government says, well, we'll let this impartial, objective judge over here make the final decision. And some judges are honest, and they follow the letter of the law, but ultimately they're all paid out of tax revenues, and they're all ultimately, when push comes to shove, they're going to rule in favor of the government. And, you know, it is a conflict of interest that we see time and again, and it's an opportunity for corruption. Many of these judges are appointed because they've done a corrupt favor for a corrupt governor or president. And that it poisons the entire system. And I think when we talk about a blueprint for the new America, I think a people's court is the way to go. And the idea of a federal court that supersedes them all is really nonsensical. The only reason for having a federal court is for charges in, you know, arising out of wartime, enemy prisoners and so forth. But we need to return the power of the courts and the final rulings to the states. Okay?
But it goes back to the old cliche of who watches the watchmen. And, I mean, you know, he never would have gone this far if he didn't think he would have gotten away with it. So that, to me, speaks volumes right there.
We need to be watching the watchers. And I know one of the stories we put up at whatreallyhappened.com involves a case in which the defendants requested that they be allowed to record the court proceedings. And once the judge said, yeah, I really can't keep you out of this, the prosecution immediately changed their tactics and decided not to call certain witnesses. That's why we have to have transparency in government, including transparency in the court system. We've seen these abuses time and time again. And remember, the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one of them tolerates the presence of the other. And that means when a government starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad. Sooner or later, that's what we're seeing. Going to let you go here, Kyle. We're going to grab Tom in Texas. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. And by the way, I did receive your gift. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mike. I'm glad the Alphabet Agency is not pilfering your mail. But
I don't think a dime was worth their trouble, but it did get through. It's a collection of iconic things from What Really Happened.
Well, you know, last I checked, that dime was worth about 16, 17 cents. So,
it's not worth the Department of Homeland Security salary to be going through the mail looking for dimes, I think.
Yeah, but one more joke before I get serious. Miss Lubrak, you got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And I promised to send that picture to the board op, and I haven't done that yet, so I got to get that this next commercial break.
Well, that's great. But anyway, to the serious subject about the UN.
Yes.
I think they're totally irrelevant now. I mean, they can't even control itty-bitty, defenseless Israel.
They can't.
So, well, I mean, who's the tool, you know? Who's the tool for who?
Everybody writes to the United Nations if they think they can use it to legitimize what they're doing, and every time the United Nations tries to actually do its job and say, hey, that's really not in compliance with the charter, and everybody says, UN's irrelevant.
Well, it... That reminds me of like affirmative action. Back when they first did that, it was a good thing because African Americans, they were being put aside in the job market. So it did its job. But now if you go to a state agency or a county agency, it's mostly African American and minorities or Caucasian or Mexican American.
Well,
have you noticed that?
Affirmative action was originally set up, and there's almost an eerie parallel with early feminism, where what they wanted was equality of opportunity. And it became very difficult to document that you were achieving a success in providing equality of opportunity, so it mutated into equality of outcome. And that's where the quotas came in. And I remember one time, I lost an employment opportunity because even though they admitted I was the best qualified, they needed a minority hire to be in that spot there.
I can relate. Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so I lost. And you're seeing people. And you know something? I think for those members of minorities who genuinely worked their way to positions of success, they have to be feeling very insulted, because people will look at them and say, oh, he's only there because he was a minority hire, when in point of fact, they may have deserved that position. And that's a very real way in which affirmative action actually backfired on the minorities they were supposed to be helping.
Well, yeah, I agree, that there are some very qualified people of every race on the planet.
Yes.
But it's gotten out of hand. I'm thinking it needs to just go away. And, like you say, we'll hire you on your qualities and not on your skin color.
Well, the other thing that needs to go away is this absolute obsession with not being racist to other people, because I think it's being emphasized so much that it blinds us to the fact that we ourselves are being discriminated against at the same time. We're so busy making sure that we're not discriminating against the blacks or the Hispanics or the Asians, and we're not paying attention to the very obvious signs that we ourselves are being discriminated against.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm seeing in the state and county offices is discrimination against... Now it's in the opposite way. I hope I'm not really making anybody angry, but it's the truth.
The phrase is reverse discrimination, and it's openly acknowledged this was, unfortunately, an after effect of affirmative action. Everything was defined by quotas, and everybody started fighting for quotas. Again, the early days of feminism, when it was about equal access, equal pay for equal work,
equal access
to education, those things we could support. And I did support it. I was an active supporter of early feminism. Then it got to be this male bash, all men are rapists, and we should have women in these top positions, and men should be excluded to atone for past sins. And at that point, of course, I could not justify continuing to support the women's movement, and I basically walked away from that.
Yeah, well, in relation to the UN, I think they have outlived their purpose. They can't control Israel, so how do they think they control anybody else? But, like I say, is Israel controlling the UN like they do the U.S.?
To a very large extent, but as long as they have an automatic U.S. veto in the Security Council, Israel can do what they want, and the United Nations is powerless to stop them. The part that was left out of the UN Charter that should have been in there was the Security Council's ability to vote out another member of the Security Council for abusing the rules. That should have been in there, and it really wasn't.
Oh, I see. Okay, can we switch gears now?
Yes.
Okay, on the gun grabbers, they're talking about taking weapons away from... veterans.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to insult the intelligence of the listeners going through John McCain's history. If there is a case of PTSD, this guy should not even be trusted with anything sharper than a crayon. His knee-jerk reaction is bomb him, attack him. Did you notice
that? What he's paid to sell. That's what he's paid to sell here. The problem I have, the reason they're targeting the veterans is because when we get to a situation where the federal government declares war on the 50 states, those returned veterans represent an already trained military force standing in opposition to them.
Well,
so
yes, I'm sorry I interrupted. I know we're running short on time here. But my point about John McCain is, does he own a gun?
Probably.
If anybody's a case for PTSD, it would be him. And he's the first one to go war.
Well, again, that's his job, and he's part of the, you know, he's part of the elite. Nobody's going to take his guns away. They're not taking away Nancy Pelosi's gun. They want to disarm the American people who are tired of predatory banking, endless wars for their children to die in for the benefit of the private central banks and also, coincidentally, Israel. That's who they want to disarm. And they're specifically targeting the veterans because when conflict comes between that federal government and the American people, those veterans represent an already trained workforce, or rather already trained combat force that could really easily stand their ground against the current standing army. And that's why they're targeting the veterans. And they're using this excuse, they're suffering from the stress of war. Well, you put them in that war to stress them out. They've doped them up on SSRIs. And now they're using it as an excuse to say you can't have a gun. We're starting to see that show up in the paperwork to register your guns. Are you on prescription antidepressants? And if you answer yes, they're going to refuse your permission to have the guns. They know that's the real problem.
Now they're even go to the Pakalolo. You know that too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, last time I smoked, I got mellow and creative, and not in a violent way. You know.
The marijuana smokers, they tend to be the ones you have to worry about the least. It's the meth heads and the people on SSRIs that are going to go violent. I can't imagine the government actually expects you're going to answer truthfully on that question. You know, have you smoked marijuana? Given that if you answer yes, they can not only reject your gun, they can have you arrested. But, you know, government tends to be charmingly naive about some of these issues.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Mike. And, keep track with the value on that dime. It's only going to go up.
Definitely. All right. Thanks an awful lot. I have a little box where I keep souvenirs and icons and special things people have sent me throughout the years, and I put the dime in there. I have no intentions of selling it. And for all you silver junkies out there, you can have my dime when you pry it from somebody else. Anyway, getting back to the gun control issue, interesting article over at Ammo Land. And they're talking about how gun control advocates are reveling in Obama's economic war on the guns. He couldn't get gun control through the Congress. He can't get rid of the Second Amendment. So he's going to try all these left-handed means. They're going out there to the major banks and say, stop funding the gun companies and the gun dealers and just put them out of business. So they're going to get the guns any way they can. They're not interested in the law. They're not interested in the Second Amendment. They're not interested in what's right or wrong. They are terrified of you, the American people, and they're coming for your guns. And after they get the guns, they're going to come for your gold, and they're going to come for your sons and daughters to spend their lives in more of these wars of conquest against those remaining nations that refuse to see the blessings of private central banking. There's a big kerfuffle over this pro-gun billboard that's gone up in the Midwest, and I think it's an artificially created controversy because the billboard portrays it's a photo of some Native Americans, Geronimo, and some of his lieutenants holding their rifles, and the copy on the billboard says, turn in your guns, you can trust the government to take care of you. And supposedly some Native Americans are upset about it. I don't think so. I think somebody just wants these billboards to be taken down because they're making the valid point. Do you remember the Wounded Knee Massacre? How that came about? It came about because of gun control. They went into these Native Americans at Wounded Knee and they said, you got to turn in your guns. And the Indians said, okay, here are our guns. And then the cavalry turned around and just shot everybody. That's what happens to people who surrender their guns in this country. Meanwhile, over in Albuquerque, there was an incident where four people were stabbed at the St. Jude Thaddeus Catholic Church. Apparently, at the end of the service, a young man jumped out of his seat and attacked the choir, stabbed four people. So we're going to ban knives or something. And was this the will of the imaginary playmate in the sky, or was this guy on SSRIs? Okay, now let's see. Apparently, there has been a Supreme Court lawsuit filed over the human papillomavirus virus vaccine tragedy in India. Remember, this was all funded by Gates, and they went out there. They were going to give something like Gardasil or whatever the equivalent was to protect these people against this this HPV, which they have less than a 0.1% chance of ever being exposed to, and it resulted in massive paralysis among the people given the shot, and that's now leading to a lawsuit. Here in this country, of course, they're still out there saying, you will have your vaccines. They're setting up a government database to make sure you've had all your shots. If we have a most basic inalienable right, it is the right to decide what goes in our body or not. Emphasis on not. And after all the mistakes and damage these vaccines are causing, why is the government now saying you will have it? Because it makes money. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're almost done for the day, and I want to do a follow-up on a story that we talked about yesterday. And it involved this couple up in Sacramento who took their five-month-old baby into the doctor for just checkup, you know, normal care. The doctor said he heard a heart murmur and recommended open-heart surgery on this five-month-old baby boy. The parents said, we would like a second opinion. and they took their baby home. And because they took their baby home without the permission of the doctor, Child Protective Services showed up and took the baby. Now, this story has a happy ending. The second doctor they took the baby to says the baby's fine, doesn't need this expensive, costly surgery, and there was no threat to the baby's life taking him home. And the court agreed. The courts have said you got to give the baby back to the parents. They did not endanger the child. They were in the hospital trying to make sure the child was okay. And the doctor does not have a right to say you may not take your baby home until you have this very expensive piece of surgery, which is also very dangerous. And there, we're seeing this disturbing trend between this mandatory vaccinations and the National Vaccine Registry. You are losing control over your own body. We're seeing that with Obamacare. The government manages your body for you. You will have these drugs. You are not allowed to have these drugs. You may not use natural remedies. You will buy this thing from the pharmacy and you will like it. You are not being treated like a human being deserving of respect. You're being treated like livestock. If you go to any one of these factory farms, and by the way, they're starting to throw people in jail for taking videos of what's going on in there. You will see exactly the same livestock attitude. Just bundle them together in a cage, give them all a shot, fill them full of antibiotics, and harvest them as soon as you can. And that's exactly how Obamacare is treating you. You are not allowed to make your own healthcare choices any longer, or those of your children. This situation in Sacramento should never have happened. I remember when I was a kid, getting a second opinion was the recommended course of action for any kind of major medical intervention. And the parents said, we want a second opinion. And the doctor says, I refuse to release the baby. And when the parents take the baby to another doctor, the first doctor sticks Child Protective Services on him. The cops show up and take the baby. That should never have been allowed to happen. That baby is not state property. I am not state property. The state is supposed to be the property of the people. And when you look at all these abuses that we're seeing coming out of Obamacare, it is clear the government does not view us as citizens. They view us as a herd, a livestock to be harvested for money and future soldiers. And they're treating us like that, exactly the same way they treat factory-raised chicken, factory-raised cattle, factory-raised pigs. Shut up. Here's your antibiotics and vaccines. Heck with it. We'll be right. Oh, it's the end of the show. That's right, end of the show. Got to head on out of here, do some errands. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Please make a point of spreading the word about Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com to everybody that you know. We need to build our audience. We need to find the people who are asking questions, get them in here to listen to the answers. Please support Republic Broadcasting. Have you noticed all the people willing to donate all kinds of money to fight global warming, and they're not willing to donate money to stop a nuclear war? Kind of a weird little double standard about that. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Now.